Welcome back, guys. DGS 404 coming up at 4:30. Chet Pleven's going to join us and talk about this absolutely horrific beating that happened just outside Hazelwood East. I've not watched the video. Phoebe's on spring break right now, and I kind of want to tell her to watch it because she's got a mouth on her, and she squares up on people all the time, and I need her to know how bad it can go, but I also don't want that in her head.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know the video makes an impression, but it's also terrible.
Yes.
I mean, like, really terrible.
Yes. I was talking to Maria Kina at the news desk out there when the whole beheading thing first started. I watched the video of Nick Berg.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I would pay $10,000 cash.
To have never done that. Yeah.
It just, I don't know what I thought it was going to be like, but it was exactly what you would think it was. And it's one of the biggest regrets I have. Just terrible.
It is.
And I kind of want to see the video you're talking about, but since I haven't seen it yet, it's not in my head. I'm not going to go do that.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Let's do the Sweet 16. The Sweet 16, like Rach said, after 20 years, we're getting pretty specific now. The Sweet 16 of the best dog or dogs, you know, could be a group, from a movie or television.
Real or cartoon or doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Doesn't matter to me.
Just whittles down my list.
Andrew, you want to start her off?
Yeah. How about Brian from Family Guy?
It's a good one. He's having a martini.
Sassy talking dog.
I got no complaints.
He's in love with Classic. Lois.
He loves Lois. He loves Lois a lot, which creates some dramatic tension.
I mean, that'll be enough.
You
My
know,
mom's
that's,
listening.
That's Peter's, Peter's life.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Man, I bet you Scooby-Doo has been on more lists.
He fits on every list. Yeah.
Maybe other than The Godfather and The Exorcist.
Kevin put Scooby-Doo on
I love Scooby-Doo.
List.
Do you hate Scrappy-Doo as much as you love Scooby-Doo?
Nah, Scrappy-Doo's all right. I mean,
come on.
Hold on.
It was fine.
Out of
Hold
here.
It was
on.
Fine. I was a kid. I didn't care.
That's
We were kids.
Scrappy came when you were older, though.
I'm a kid at heart.
Too old for Scrappy.
Rach?
How about Santa's Little Helper?
Yeah. He really moved the storyline along. I mean, he's not just cute. Like,
he's got a couple episodes to himself, too.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to go with the original 101 Dalmatians, and if I have to pick one, I'll take the chubby one that was always hungry.
Yeah, just take them all.
I'm hungry, mother.
Good one.
I say that to my mom. I'm 32 years old, and I'll be at my mom's house, like, waiting for her to make lunch. I'm like, I'm hungry, mother. I loved that movie whenever I was little. I think Lucky is the name of one of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
And Pongo.
Pongo, yes.
So much better than the remake. I mean, what did you expect, I guess?
Yeah.
Back to Andrew.
How about Odie?
Good one.
Garfield's
I can't believe that was your second pick.
Yeah, he didn't want to be too obvious.
I don't think you can start with Odie because I don't know if Odie is necessarily the number
first
one
round
seed.
Draft, yeah.
But Odie's pretty great. I mean, he could go far.
Wheels.
I gotta go with the guy that ate a whole wheel of cheese. Baxter from Anchorman.
Wow.
Oh, Baxter.
Yeah.
A little Baxter.
Him. The Spanish-speaking dog.
Yeah, you speak Spanish.
Rach.
I'll go with Snoopy.
Probably the Snoopy one to beat.
Yeah.
I have mixed emotions about Snoopy.
Why?
He's an a-hole. And
what?
But not in the clever, raconteurish way of Bugs Bunny.
Sure.
Oh, he is. He's awesome.
He's not a rake
Dude,
in his way.
Dude, you like Scrappy-Doo.
I know.
You have a lot of credibility on a lot of issues, but you have none today.
I didn't say I liked him. I said it was fine.
Plus, I roll Snoopy in with all of, like, Spike and Joe Cool.
Which
I think Joe Cool is Snoopy.
Snoopy's, like, the only good thing about those cartoons.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
This is what sucks about being the oldest one on the show. Does anyone but me remember Bandit from Johnny Quest?
Yeah.
I do, but not very specifically.
Okay, then I'll go.
He was like a Spuds McKenzie type dog, right?
No.
Never mind.
Andrew's taking a swing at it.
I remember something else.
Then I will go Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
What kind of dog was Bandit?
Just a little white mutt with a black...
Yeah, he looked kind of like Spuds McKenzie.
Okay.
Sure.
Back to you.
Wishbone.
Oh,
hey,
good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wishbone, the reading dog.
What's the story, you Wishbone?
I watched a lot of Wishbone.
I don't think I ever saw it.
You ever saw Wishbone?
I don't think so.
It's a good show. I would watch it right now if it was on TV.
It was on Channel 9, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's up?
Wheels. Kevin.
Oh, I don't know if he's got a name or not, but I want to nominate John Wick's dog.
Oh, good one. Daisy.
Yeah, Daisy. Was that the dog's name?
Well, Daisy was the original one that got killed.
Right, right. That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, good.
The origin story of all that.
Yes. Yeah, the other ones were just like dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come, dog.
Rach.
Petey from The Little Rascals.
Oh, good call.
Ooh. Come on.
Wow.
Petey.
You guys are so much better at this today. I'll go with Toto.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, classic. Did you guys ever see the stage production of Wizard of Oz from a couple of years ago? Where the Toto like scampers off stage and misses the like offstage part and just falls
no.
face first off the stage.
Oh no.
It's so funny.
Andrew.
I will say, how about Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Mm-hmm.
I loved Courage the Cowardly Dog.
There is one of those episodes that if I even bring it up, Phoebe will leave the room.
Oh. They're terrifying. They're legitimately, they were all scary. They, none of them were cute.
They were kind of for real.
Yeah, they were legit.
Isn't Goosebumps kind of the same way? Wasn't Goosebumps pretty scary?
It's a scary show, yeah.
I don't remember the show. I remember the books, obviously. And Are You Afraid of the Dark was pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Whose turn?
We're playing around.
Andrew. Wait.
Kevin.
Wheels.
Oh, yeah. The dog... Tiger from the Brady Bunch.
Another good one.
People still to this day say, easy, Tiger, and that's from the Brady Bunch.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Easy, Tiger.
That just meant that you were a tiger and you should chill out.
No.
I have run out of picks.
Uh-oh.
We only have two left, though.
Oh, okay. So.
What about Air Bud?
Oh, that's, of course, Andrew wants to put on Air Bud. You can use that as my pick.
I have Dino from the Flintstones, even though
he's a dinosaur. Yeah.
I like it.
He's
a
Snorkosaurus, actually.
Yeah. Is he?
Mm-hmm. The little dog on Frasier. My dog Skip, which caused my son to cry more than I've ever seen him cry in his life.
And me.
What about Old Yeller?
There we go.
Perfect.
Old Yeller.
Brian from Family Guy. Speaking of Air Bud, I did watch the Sydney Sweeney SNL that killed the woke. You guys remember?
Yeah.
they did a sketch where Air Bud was like, it was about Air Bud and Sydney Sweeney was a hot cheerleader who was like trying to go out with Air Bud.
Okay.
It wasn't funny while I was watching it, but it's kind of becoming more funny the more I think about it.
She looked okay at the Oscars too.
I didn't see her look.
Oh, I'll
Google it.
Let me draw it for you.
Dave
could probably sketch it from memory.
Probably could guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can probably guess what her general look was.
Here we go. Best dog from a movie or television. Brian versus Old Yeller.
Yeller.
Brian.
The
Brian.
Yell.
Brian.
Uh-oh. Oh, we got to send it to Captain Roger Brand.
I know where Roger's going.
No, you don't.
I've already written Y-E-L.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yell.
Thinking I knew.
Were you going to vote for Brian, Roger?
No.
Oh. Okay,
yeah, that's why I knew. Roger's an OG. He's going with the old time.
He's going where we thought it was.
Yeah. I'm sentimental that way, I think. I'm old. That's why, probably.
Scooby-Doo versus Wishbone.
Wishbone.
Scooby-Doo.
Wishbone.
Yeah, Wishbone. The bone
Dang it.
Is on.
Yes. Sorry. I got excited. I was happy the Wishbone moved on.
Unexpected.
He'd probably be more like, arf, arf.
Okay.
Ruh-roh.
Santa's little helper. Don't do that while I'm drawing Sydney Sweeney.
That would be more like Ruh.
Santa's little helper versus John Wick's dog Daisy.
Daisy, but Santa's Daisy's gonna lose.
Do you guys remember when Bart took out a credit card and Santa's little helper's name and it was Santos L. Halper? Think about that a lot. Santa's little helper.
It's a tie. I'm going John Wick's dog.
Back to the captain.
Oh, man. I like Santa's Little Helper. Sorry.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, you're 50-50 today.
Santos.
101 Dalmatians versus Petey from The Little Rascals.
Oh.
Even I have to go Petey, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, Petey. Yeah.
Petey.
Petey.
He was just part of the club.
He just beat 101 dogs.
That's because Petey's good, man.
Sure did.
He was
Odie.
Like,
versus Toto.
Uh-oh.
Odie.
Toto.
Toto.
Captain.
Roger, make
Toto.
The right
decision.
There we go.
Come on now.
Baxter from Anchorman versus Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage.
Baxter.
Courage.
Baxter.
Mm.
Back to the captain.
Yeah, I love Anchorman, man. Baxter.
Baxter.
Snoopy versus Tiger from Brady
Bunch.
Oh,
no. Snoop.
Snoop. Yeah, obviously Snoop. I mean, come on. Yo, cool.
Slinky from the Toy Story versus Air Bud.
Mm. I like Golden Retrievers. Let's go Bud.
Oh, I was going to go Slinky.
Sydney Sweeney's boyfriend, Air Bud.
Where is it?
I don't know. Would you vote?
Air Bud, to me, sort of gave it away at the end. He was doing so many movies, so I'm going Slink.
Okay, he sold out.
And Slink wins.
Whoa.
Yes?
I just looking at Sydney Sweeney at the Oscars. She cut her hair. She looks amazing.
Dave was not expecting a comment about hair.
No.
Dave did not notice that.
Dave was like, oh?
You have led us to believe that you're going to bark.
Dave's like, she had hair?
So it's an enormous disappointment when you comment on her hair.
You thought I was going to bark.
You have really disappointed the captain. And I don't mean Brand.
Dave, the sheer look of disappointment in your face.
You really let me down.
You thought I was calling the conversation to a halt so I could bark?
You barked three times now. Of course I did. And then you go like, oh, I just looked her up.
I assumed you were mostly barking now.
Yeah. I thought it was weird when you talked a minute ago.
Rachel's eyes bug out like the cartoon wolf.
Sorry.
All right. Elite Eight of dogs.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I can't breathe.
Yeller versus the Bone.
Woof, woof.
The Bone.
Wishbone.
Yeller.
Yeller.
To the captain.
Yeah, Yeller.
Oh, I love it. They're a terrible vehicle crash. And he's like,
Yeller.
You know what?
I don't think I could vote for Wishbone.
Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons versus Petey from Little Rascals.
Ooh, that one hurts.
Santos L. Helper.
Pete.
I'll go Santa's Little Helper. Mm. I think he's cuter.
Pete was best friends with Buckwheat.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the helper.
He moves on. Goodbye, Petey.
Toto versus Baxter.
We're all just barking
Baxter.
At each other.
Baxter.
Toto.
He ate a whole wheel of cheese.
I'll say Toto.
Okay,
captain.
Baxter. I start sticking with him.
Yeah.
Man knows what he likes. Snoopy versus Slinky Dog. I'm just going to write Snoopy.
Snoopy.
All right. Wheels, you do the live for Weber this time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you hear this cliche thing about, you know, what you're dealing with and what you can expect when you go there. But, I mean, I've been through a lot of cars. I've been through a lot of dealerships. I've never been through the simple, easy process that I had at Weber. I mean, everybody from Keith, who took great care of me, to the finance people. Now that I'm getting my service done there, in, out, bing, bang, boom, everything as scheduled. You can't do better than just nailing it. Not to mention the fact that I have a pretty cool car. Did I mention, Dave, that I have a Camaro?
With spoiler.
Once or twice. And stripes. You brought it up.
And stripes. It's got stripes. Spider stripes. It's pretty awesome.
Braggy. Okay, final four. Best dog from a movie or television show. Old Yeller versus Santa's Little Helper.
Santa's
Old school,
helper.
New school.
Old Yeller.
Help.
Yeller.
I think it goes to the captain, right?
I'm sorry, I like The Simpsons. I said I'm an old
don't
guy, but...
Never apologize for that.
I don't know what this man's going to do anymore.
Yeah.
I know. He's all over the place.
He's curveball, and he's like, now I'm predictable. It's like, no, you are the least predictable person when it comes to the Sweet 16.
Baxter from Anchorman versus Snoopy.
Baxter.
Snoopy.
Snoopy moves on and faces Santa's Little Helper for the
Snoopy.
Best dog.
Wow.
Santa's Little Helper. Little cutie.
I'm going to go
I'm going to go Snoopy.
I'm going to make it a tie.
Okay.
It's all down to the captain.
Well, I like Baxter, but Snoopy's a legend. Sorry.
Well, he's facing Santa's little helper.
Yeah.
Oh, Santa's. Well, that's still. Nah, Snoopy's. He's got longevity. He's got the clout.
There you go.
I like how mean Wheeler was to the captain.
Hey, listen. Keep it real.
Well, he's facing Santa's little helper.
Get it right, Roger.
So, I had not heard of this horrific beating that took place between these two teenage girls outside of Hazelwood East High School. I've yet to watch the video. I probably won't because too many people who have seen it said that you don't want that in your head. When we come back after the bottom of the hour break, Chet Pleven will join us, who has made his living over the past several decades as a criminal defense attorney. So he will be able to tell us what this 15-year-old girl is facing, what she's not, what possible defenses there would be. So, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I envy you for having not seen the video. It was just all over Twitter.
Huh?
I hate to say it, but I'm pretty desensitized to stuff. But like I was saying on the break earlier, I had seen it a couple times and it was upsetting. And then seeing it with sound, and you can hear the sound of this girl's head smacking the pavement, that is extremely disturbing. And I wish I could unhear that for sure.
I wonder to what degree it's going to go national. Have you seen anything on it nationally yet?
I haven't, but I'm sure it's going to.
I've seen it getting picked up because there's a narrative that's being pushed around it, which I don't necessarily agree with, but the narrative is there.
DGS attorney Chet Pleven joins us. Chet, very sad thing to talk about, this terrible beating that this girl took outside of Hazelwood East. Talk about the legal ramifications for us, if you will.
Well, right now, the juvenile court, and all of these are now concealed records, because everything that pertains to a juvenile, and as I understand it, this kid is 15 years old, is all sealed from public view. So what's happening now is that a deputy juvenile officer is presenting a case to the juvenile court on the question of whether or not this young person should be tried as an adult. And the young person will have the ability to have a lawyer there to argue against being tried as an adult. So the judge ultimately will make a decision as to whether or not they'll be tried as an adult or will remain in the juvenile court. Obviously, there's a huge difference, because if this person is tried as an adult, then that will cause her to be charged with probably assault first degree, because there was, as I understand it, there was a severe head injury. And the victim is in critical condition. And so first degree is an attempt to kill or cause serious physical injury. So the question then will become whether or not a 15-year-old will potentially at least go to the penitentiary. And I've done this, and I've represented juveniles, and I'll tell you, I'm not crazy about 15-year-olds going to the penitentiary. Now, I understand that it's a severe injury. I understand that the victim is in critical condition. So I don't know all of the facts and circumstances. I don't know what led up to this. I don't know who started the fight. Obviously, the 15-year-old was the winner because the other person was in critical condition, went to the hospital, and may die. I don't know. So I think that obviously, this person can be tried as an adult if the court decides that there are extreme circumstances that would warrant that. And then ultimately, the 15-year-old would be tried in adult court. If there's a conviction, this 15-year-old would go to the penitentiary, perhaps for life.
And that's basically the test. If there's something that's so extreme about it that they should be treated as an adult?
Well, there's a number of factors. That certainly is one of them. The question is also, how intentional was this? You know, let's say you have a common ordinary fight. Two kids get into a fight. Happens all the time. But let's say that one kid is knocked down. The victim is knocked on the ground. and the perpetrator picks up a rock and starts smashing that victim's head with a rock. Well, that's an extenuating circumstance. That's an aggravating circumstance. One where you look to see whether or not a 15-year-old, albeit a serious crime, can be rehabilitated. And that's one of the factors in determining whether or not that person should go to the penitentiary for life or should remain in the juvenile system, which, you know, they would remain until they're 18 years old.
Okay.
And it's all confidential, too.
Chad, I'm sure we'll talk more about it tomorrow because we'll have more details tomorrow. Thank you very much for calling in, though. We appreciate it.
You bet.